7.6.3, the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should be approached to request local government municipalities to cooperate with SETS SA to assist the department with information to better compile statistics.
On this one, since there was no comment on my upper, on the top or under observations, that can the point also be incorporated of SALGA, organized local government, and thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable. Move, Mr.
Okay, point taken, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Soma. 6.4. The Minister, the Presidency, and the National Treasury should attend to the inability of the SA not being able to collect or release data on income and expenditure household survey due to financial constraints during this global crisis of COVID-19 pandemic, which exacerbates the impact of poverty, unemployment, and inequality in the country.
All right.
6.5. Statistics South Africa should, through its legislative amendments, regulate the production of administrative data, as most of such data are commissioned by policymakers and might compromise the quality of official statistics. If this SA would in the future rely on such data and not strengthen its in-house data collection.
Okay, move on, Mr.
Okay, that's all, Chair. That's the end of our recommendations. We only have 5 recommendations.
Yeah. And then conclusions there.
Yeah. The conclusion: statistics South Africa continues to produce and disseminate official statistics of the country, despite experiencing budget constraints in the institution. SSA has to reprioritize certain activities due to budget cuts to fund COVID-19 priorities. The committee was pleased that both strategic plan and APP will remain unchanged, except for the certain targets. SSA remains resolute to continue providing the council with official statistics to assist organs of state, businesses, and other organizations, and the public in planning, decision-making, and monitoring or assessment of policies. The committee would also like to bring this to the attention of Statistics South Africa that Special Adjustment Report does not stop SSA from implementing recommendations of the May 2020 budget report. And I will say full stop, and then as suggested in the previous report, that the rest I should delete, Chairperson and Honorable Members.
Okay.
And it's deleted. Then at the end, it's just to note that the House adopts and approves the special adjustment budget of budget vote 14 of the Statistics of Africa.
Okay.
Honorable Chair?
Yes, Honorable Swam.
From the point of being consistent on this one, under the conclusion paragraph, second paragraph, the last feasible to do so, as far as it is feasible to do so, recommendation of both reports have to be implemented together as far as possible. That I suggest we also take up that one, because we can't leave a space whereby we'd have committed and foreseen that they are not going to be implementing some of the recommendations that we have made. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I think Mr. Mwepe has taken note of what you are raising.
Yeah, I've taken note. In fact, I've already deleted that so that all this report, because this statement is in all the reports. So we will delete where the honorable members feel that we should delete. But in all reports, then we'll clean up, especially on that second paragraph on the conclusion.
Okay.
Yeah. Chair, that's the end of the report on this SA.
Yeah, let's move to the next report.
Chair, I don't know if Mr. Biela is in now, because earlier on he was, because he's the one who's going to take us on DPSA, but if he's not around, I can then chip in.
Mr. Biela. Mr. Biela, are you in?
not in as yet.
Okay, I'll okay. carry on.
Mr. Ngwepe, take us then.
Okay, sure.
You are on DPSA now, eh?
Yeah, we're going to DPSA, then we'll just follow that that order in terms of the program of the COVID.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, sir. I'm still trying to get the right report here, yeah? Because I've got so many reports in front of me, so sometimes they're confusing.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if members can now see the report.
Yes, we can see it.
Okay. It's for the Department of Public Service and Administration. I've just highlighted. Is it the correct one?
I've just experienced a load shedding on my bike.
Yeah.
Dark now, I can't see. But you can continue.
Okay. From page one, honorable members, if there's any correction. Page two. Page three. Page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, okay, Chair, page 7, that's the beginning of the observation and findings. Hello, Chair. Hello, Chairperson.
Hello. Load shedding. I was just organizing a torch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you can.
Yeah, I'm on the observations and findings of the report on the DPSA.
Okay.
Yeah, 5.1. The committee observed or find that the committee knows and welcomes the presentations on the strategic plans and annual performance plan, as well as the special adjustment budget of the Department of Public Service and Administration and Center for Public Service Innovation. Both the department and the center strategic plans were not revised, except that some 2020-21 targets were either reduced or deferred due to the revised budget allocations. The APP targets of the department and the center remain the same, however, with minor revision in selected programs and their sub-targets. 5.2, the committee knows that the budget reduction of 86 million will not usually hamper services in the department, since the budget cuts derive from goods and services and mostly for logistical purposes, monies for traveling and accommodation. 5.3, the committee further knows the impact of the COVID-19 in delaying the processing of the Public Service Amendment Bill and the Public Administration Management Amendment Bill due to the nature of the consultations on the amendments. These bills will therefore need to be further reviewed to take into consideration the consultations delayed by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. 5.4, the impact of on coronavirus pandemic is compelling governments worldwide to invest more in digital technology in the public sector, because in future public service will be delivered through information technology. The committee was of the firm view that the department has to play a meaningful role in delivering e-government to the citizens to ensure efficient services. 5.5, The committee supports the department in reviewing its policies to accommodate issues such as working remotely and delivering services on a visual platform, as it is responsible for the conditions of services and management system in the public service. 5.6, the committee notes the revision of the target on the full implementation of the organizational functionality assessment tool to allow time to pilot the tool and due to human resource capacity to fully implement the project. The aim of the tool is to support government departments to perform their functions effectively and to enhance efficiency. The 5.7, the committee was concerned about the delays in realizing the full implementation of the Public Administration Ethics, Integrity and Disciplinary Technical Assistance Unit, especially with regard to ensuring ethical conduct and preventing officials from doing business with the state, since the minister has signed organizational structure. The department was urged to fill a funded vacancy in the technical unit in order for the unit to commence with its mandate of tackling unethical conduct in the public service. The committee 5.8, the committee further notes the replacement of the development of the wage setting mechanism for the public service with the commencement of research work concerning the personnel expenditure review. The department anticipates commencing with the wage setting mechanism in 2022. The department issued a tender to commence with the research work. 5.9, the committee notes the revision of quarterly targets on the proposed system business process modernization program architecture to be developed in the 2021-2022 financial year. The committee took note that the Center for Public Service Innovation annual performance plan will remain the same. However, some of the targets will be affected due to the budget cuts to fund COVID-19 priorities. 5.11, the committee urged the center to ensure value for money in replication projects where there will be no site visits. Chair, that's the end of the observations for the DPSA report.
Okay. Move on to recommendations, are there?
Okay, the recommendation 6.1, the department is encouraged to fast-track the processing of the amendments of the Public Service Amendment Bill and the Public Administration Management Amendment Bill. And the committee noted delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The department should commence conceptualizing the amendments despite the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. 6.2, the department should continue monitoring vacancy rate in the entire public service, especially in light of the significant reduction experienced in compensation of employees, and therefore measure the impact on service delivery. 6.3, the department should, in a rapidly evolving and digital technologies, take a leading role in fundamental transformation to modify the manner in which government services are rendered through digital services, which will speed up service delivery in the public service. The department should collaborate with relevant agencies like the State Information and Technology Agency, CETA. 6.4, the department should collaborate with the Department of Communication and Digital Technology on the e-government strategy to digitize public service and report to the committee in September 2020. 6.5, the department should speed up the review of its policy to accommodate issues such as working remotely and delivering services on a visual platform. The department should ensure that technology is at the center of working remotely, meaning more focus on technology equipment and data to enable public servants to effectively perform their duties. 6.6, the department should speed up the functionality of the Public Administration Ethics, Integrity and Technical Assistance Unit to tackle unethical conduct in the public service. The department should ensure that crucial funded vacancies are filled even during the COVID-19 pandemic. 6.7, the department should remain focused on the intent to reduce the wage the wage bill and to ensure that negotiations with organized labor in this regard remain in place until it is resolved. 6.8, the department should ensure that audit outcomes remain positive and aligned with the revised targets. And then 6.9, the department should use the cost-saving measure imposed by the pandemic as a yardstick for reducing unnecessary expenditure so that more is still done with resources available. 6.10, the department should ensure that discipline in the public service is not compromised by ensuring that suspension and attendant processes are implemented timelessly. That's the end of the recommendation, Chairperson. I don't know whether should I also go to the conclusion before members can comment.
Yeah, as I said, if you don't hear a shout from members, continue.
Okay. In conclusion, the committee notes the impact of the special adjustment budget on the department and the Center for Public Service Innovation Programs and Activities. Although the budget cuts impacted on some programs and activities, the committee was pleased to learn from the department that the strategic plan and annual performance plan will remain intact. The department must therefore continue to implement and coordinate interventions aimed at achieving an efficient and effective and development-oriented public service, which is an essential element of a capable and development state as envisioned in the National Development Plan 2030. The committee will also like to bring this to the attention of the department that special adjustment report does not stop the department and the Center for Public Service Innovation to implement the recommendations of the May 2020 budget report. Then I therefore, Chairperson, delete what Honorable Lesoma has suggested earlier on.
Right.
So it then ends with the 2020 budget report. And then at the end, we're saying the House should adopt and approve the special adjustment budget vote 11 of the Department of Public Safety and Administration. That's the end of the report, Chairperson and Honorable Members.
Thank you,
Honorable,
Mr. Mwepe.
Honorable
Soma, come in.
Thank you very much, Chair. It's an English issue in respect of the recommendation 6.6. That is probably to be consistent in terms of the word that we use. Instead of crucial post, let's say critical post, and that's a normal word that you
okay,
use.
Okay, yeah.
That's a normal word we use, say, critical post. Yeah.
Okay. That one has been, the changes have been effected, Honorable Members. Can I continue to the next report if there are no
any... Next report is National School of Government, isn't it?
Yes. Chair, can you see the report and honorable members?
Not yet, on my side.
Not yet.
Yeah, there it is now, on my side.
Okay. Honorable members, page one.
Chair, I just want to confirm, I'm not the only one who's only seeing the half the screen. Is that still the case?
Yes,
I'm not the only one. Okay, yeah, we can go. No. Just want to check if it's not on my side. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair, page one of the report of NSG.
Yeah, now I can see clear now.
Okay. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. That's the beginning of the observation and findings. Can I go through them?
Sure.
Okay. 5.1, the committee noted and welcomed the presentation of the National School of Government on the strategic plan and APP and revised budget for 2020-21 financial year. The committee noted the budget cuts of 16 million from the actual budget. Budget cuts derived mainly from the budget for goods and services. The National School of Government assured the committee that the strategic plan and annual performance plan will remain the same under the implications of COVID-19. 5.2, the committee was concerned about the school being negatively affected regarding its source of revenue due to COVID-19 pandemic and budget cuts as a result of special adjustment budget. 80% of the budget of the National School of Government derives from the trading account wherein the school used to conduct face-to-face training. Since COVID-19 pandemic and implementations of the lockdown, the school budget has been severely impacted and has lost revenue estimated at 10.5 million monthly on training fees. 5.3, the National School of Government brought to the attention of the committee that providing training through a visual platform is not always visible as majority of the clients are at a lower levels, at lower levels do not have tools of trade to be able to attend online training. In offices, the employer provides internet and desktop computers. This is the risk the school is confronted with in attaining most of the set targets and will ultimately result into the budget shortfall in the trading account. 5.4, due to the financial constraints, the National School of Government has no option but to approach the National Treasury to use savings realized from government departments paying in advance for training fees regarding officials who did not turn up for training. Migrating all courses to online training has major financial implications for government departments, and the school has to invest in the IT infrastructure, which will still be near impossible with revised budget. 5.5, the committee welcomed the announcement by the school for intending to offer diplomas to its learners or students, including members of parliament and legislatures. 5.6, the National School of Government has made a commitment to achieve a clean audit for 2021 financial year. However, most of the targets might be negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. And with regard to the recommendation, honorable members, 6.1, the National School is requested to grant the National School of Government permission to utilize savings from trading training account, having considered their business case for government official who could not attend training to fund its priorities for the 2020-2021 financial year. 6.2, the National School of Government, together with the National Treasury, should find a common funding solution to ensure the school activities funded through trading training account are not impacted under these tough economic conditions caused by COVID-19 pandemic.
Chairperson, may I come in? I recall that the principal of the school actually mentioned explicitly that they want to try and avoid the scenario of a government bailout. So I think it might be prudent for the committee to just add a sentence here supporting that they must negotiate with National Treasury and do everything in their power to avoid the need for a bailout, something along those lines. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Point noted, that will be included on 6.2, Honorable Chair and Honorable Schreiber.
Thank you, Mr. Ngwepe.
Okay.
Chair, if I may, because I was still just processing the logic on this one, 6.1 and 6.2, are they not necessarily within the same reasoning in terms of the funds due to COVID-19? So I'm saying, in collaborating what the Honorable Schreiber have raised, why don't we make a recommendation which is one, and it's got one thinking in terms of that, because both recommendations make reference to national treasure around the funding and balancing the NSG books as well. Although I cannot say it in a one paragraph, but I'm suggesting that if it can be looked at, if our content advisor can look at that and consolidate that recommendation to be one recommendation, Chair. But also including what Honorable Schreiber has raised. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I think they have taken note of what you are saying.
Yeah, no, I've taken note of that. We'll just join them together and so that it can just be one recommendation.
Okay,
Chair. 6.3, the National School of Government should embrace e-learning training format as part of digital transformation in the fourth industrial revolution in the public service. E-learning format in a long term will save government money to initiate other programs. In conclusion, in a nutshell, the committee has noted financial constraints the National School of Government is confronted with due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since the advent of the COVID-19, the National School of Government was not able to conduct training on face-to-face format with learners as a result of some of measures to save lives. The school assured the committee that it will continue to provide education, training and development to the public servants and the public representatives using online platforms. The committee was pleased that the strategic plan and the APP will remain the same, but the school had to revise certain targets. The committee would also like to bring this to the attention of the NSG that special adjustment report does not stop the school to implement recommendations of the May 2020 budget report. Full stop. Then the rest will shall be deleted, or I'm deleting it now. Then the last part is just to indicate that the House adopts and approves the special adjustment budget vote 7 of the National School of Government. That's it, Chairperson. With those two recommended, and the suggestion that we should then 6.1 and 6.2 recommendations should be one recommendation.
Then we move to public service commission, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the report showing, Chair?
Not yet on my side.
Okay.
There's still nothing.
Okay, I'm busy sorting it out here. Is it showing, Joe?
Yeah, there's a blue screen now. I think it is coming out. Can you do your best so that we see the report now, not the blue screen?
Okay. again, Chair and Honourable Members.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening today. Is it projecting, Chair?
Not on my side. Other members seeing
nothing. Nothing as yet.
Okay.
Nothing as yet, Captain.
I'm just trying to delete other reports that we have dealt with so that I can remain with it, with that one. Hello, Chair.
Hello, hello, Mr. Mwepe.
Is it showing?
Not yet.
Oh.
Do other members see it?
No, Chair.
Okay.
No, Chair.
No, there's nothing on the
screen. Yeah, we can see it.
Okay. Okay. No, thanks a lot. Yeah. Okay. Honourable Members and Chair, on page one, the report on the Public Service Commission. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page 5, page 6, and page 6 has got observations and findings, Chairperson and Honourable Members. Let me just go quickly through the observations.
Okay.
The committee noted and welcomed a presentation on the strategic plan, annual performance plan, and revised special adjustment budget of the Public Service Commission. And the committee further noted a budget reduction of 10 million as a result of government decision to cut budgets to fund COVID-19 priorities. The strategic focus of the PSC will remain the same. However, the commission removed traditional mode of engagement with departments on leadership and management practices. 5.2, the committee supports the PSC to hold seminars and workshop via the visual platform to ensure that the work of the Commission continues regarding investigation, monitoring, and evaluation during COVID-19 pandemic. 5.3, the committee noted change of focus in monitoring from health to education to monitor compliance in schools with regards to measures introduced by government to save lives during COVID-19, such as sanitizing and social distancing. Then 5.4, the committee further noted delays in finalization of grievances due to the challenges the commission encountered as a result of government officials working remotely and not accessing relevant information. The commission was encouraged to process and complete ongoing cases. With regard to the recommendations of the report on PSC, the Public Service Commission should be vigilant in monitoring government departments' spending on the COVID-19 related activities and ensure funds are spent for the intended purposes of the pandemic, more particularly in schools.
Apologies, Mr.
Hello, Honorable Simon.
Thanks, Chair. Just a question of clarity on the focusing on schools here particularly. I would not be opposed to just removing the bit about schools and leaving it broad because we don't know where these issues may actually crop up. But if there's a specific reason for this focus on schools, I'm happy to hear that. Otherwise, I suggest removing just a bit on schools. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Mr. Mwepe?
Chair, if Honorable Schreiber and other Honorable Members, if they still recall around this particular point, the Public Service Commission has indicated that previous before COVID-19, their focus was on health in terms of their monitoring activities. But recently, they've changed the focus as well through this COVID. So their focus is more on schools, the reopening of schools during COVID-19. So that's why the emphasis is more particularly in schools. That's why then the emphasis on schools.
Okay, Chair. Yeah, that's fine. We can leave it like that. Thanks for that.
Chairperson? Chairperson?
Honorable Mzipa?
I've got the view of leaving it the way it is. Thank you, Chairperson. We mustn't change it.
It is not changed yet. It is broadened to pay a specific focus now, given the COVID-19 to schools.
Yes. Okay,
that's fine.
It is right like
that.
Thank you.
Well, fine. That's fine, thanks.
Okay. 6.2, Honorable Members and Chair, the Public Service Commission should devise means of working smarter during this difficult period by allowing public servants to submit grievances to the Commission, especially during COVID-19, because there might be so many cases officials would like to report. 6.3, the Public Service Commission should monitor essential government departments during COVID-19 pandemic to determine whether or not departments are adhering to the coronavirus regulations on social distancing and the number of officials on site with the aim of protecting and saving lives.
Right.
6.4, the Public Service Commission should ensure that audit outcomes remain positive and aligned with the revised targets. In conclusion, the Public Service Commission, as an independent institution established in terms of Chapter 10 of the Constitution, has to continue executing its functions of investigation, monitoring, and evaluation without fear, favor, or prejudice during this difficult period whereby government departments are spending money for COVID-19 pandemic in different forms. During this critical period, the PSC has to ensure that monitoring of the public administration practices in the public service under COVID-19 pandemic is not hampered. The committee noted budget cuts do not significantly impact on the Commission's strategic plans and APP. The committee would also like to bring this to the attention of the Public Service Commission that the pressure of government reports does not stop the Commission from implementing recommendations of the May 2020 budget report, with other reports. The last one, that the House adopts and approves the special adjustment budget of Budget Vote 12 of the Public Service Commission. That's the end of the report, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members.
Honorable Som.
Okay, thank you very much, Chair. Probably let me start by thanking researcher and our content advisor in terms of the report that they've prepared. Two things that I'd like to raise, which is general in all the votes, Chair, is the issue of having using or having a report with one similar font, size and all that, and still vary in terms of whether it's a heading or not, because I've observed that somewhere there are different fonts that has been used. Two, Chair, I'm happy that we are going to be adopting the report tomorrow, that if they can also assist in terms of where there are figures, in budget figures, as it were, that we cross-check to ensure that the figures are correct as presented during our engagement with the department. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Soma. Yeah, that was the end of the issues there, but there's a matter that I passed and I requested Honorable Lesoma to talk to that matter. It was raised during my absence in the portfolio committee meeting. And I want Honorable Lesoma to address it now.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, Chair. I was thinking about the other one that I would have loved to raise, but having given me the opportunity, let me go straight to the point. Was the issue that which was part of the slide in the presentation of DPME in relation to the minister's KPA signed between the SARS and the president, that we requested that the department. Where there's somewhere the way I don't necessarily agree with Mascode, but I'll just be straight to the point to say that the department must also in writing report or brief the committee in terms of what exactly has happened, because both the DG and also the official that was doing the presentation were not saying more or less same similar reasons and the rationale thereof. Subsequent to that one, Chair, yes, the department, I'm informed by the administration through the portfolio committee secretary, that a letter has been received from the department giving us an explanation in terms of the status, where is the matter exactly, Chair. And I understand it's somewhere towards your office or with you, with your good self, which I'll request that it could be very much welcome that your office, your good office, share that letter with all of us as members. That's one, Chair.
Okay.
I thought also you requested that because I know that the media contacted you and also you referred them to me, which accordingly,
yes,
I should advise them that we are waiting for that letter so that the committee then can express its view after I have received the formal response from the department. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
That's the first point.
Yes. Move to the second point.
Okay, thank
Chair?
You.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Mr.
Mwepe? No, let me see. Not
Chair. Chair,
Honorable
me. Yeah, I'm struggling with my video. So I appreciate the explanation from Honorable Lesoma, but there is an unanswered question from the explanation that she had. So before we move into the second topic that she wanted to raise, so I think for me, I just want to establish at this stage as to what are the facts, because as to whether has that letter been received by either one of the two of you and you've had an opportunity to see it, given that there is a meeting tomorrow for the committee that was going to deal specifically with adopting the reports, even though this matter is unrelated to it, I was going to propose that if that correspondence, you had already seen it, it can be shared with the committee now, and then we can deliberate on it tomorrow as an additional topic so that it doesn't prolong this purpose, which was to deal with this response, Chair.
Yeah, I was going to say that, Honorable, I have received the letter. I'm going to request my secretary through the committee secretary to distribute that letter to all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It must be done quickly so that as we get to the meeting tomorrow evening, you all have that letter.
Okay.
Then go. Go to the second issue, Honorable Sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. On this one, I requested that I raise it without suggesting that we follow the media in terms of the issues that they pick up somewhere and everywhere in terms of our workings or doing our oversight. But there has been a media statement that was brought to my attention last night that speaks to Public Service Commission DG's issue, which was trying to suggest that the investigation that was pending has been concluded, and the president hasn't done anything, whereas the report has been before his table, his office. After what I did, after receiving that media statement, is to phone the minister. Let me state the rationale why I phoned the minister, because in our previous engagement with the minister, he did indicate in the portfolio committee that the president have asked him as the minister to investigate the matter and report back to him. In his response, when I was talking to the minister, was saying that the investigation is still pending, but they are almost about to conclude the investigation. There are only the outstanding one interview that is outstanding, which was going to be done today, which means then we'll be looking forward for the minister to brief us if he has concluded and submitted that investigation to the president. Secondly, in relation to what also the press statement was saying, I also asked a communicated or phoned the chairperson of Public Service Commission, Advocate Susan, of which he did respond to me to say that the way the press statement is written, it confuses two processes. What they were dealing with themselves was the investigation of the lower, the subordinate, or the person in question, not the DG, because the DG one is being investigated by the minister. But I'm raising it so that the committee can formally request an update in that respect, so that we don't get the issues in media, and be clear exactly what the minister has said telephonically to me, and also what the chairperson of the Public Service Commission. Because I felt that it's very much important for us as this committee that we must also pay close attention to the Public Service Commission, because it's the one that assists us to uphold the ethics in public service as it were, as it expected by the law chair. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Som.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Schreiber.
Hi, Chair. So, I mean, obviously that media statement comes from me, so I think there's a need to weigh in on this. First of all, just to say that I support that recommendation by Honorable Lesoma. I think the sooner we can get the relevant officials and the minister to come and present to the committee what exactly is being done about this, the better. Just by way of clarification, perhaps, for the committee chair, I understand that the report, there is in fact a report that was compiled by the office of the state attorney or an advocate working for that office. And Chairperson, that report has been circulating in the media, that report is circulating within the Public Service Commission, and whistleblowers are coming forward with the contents of the report. So I must say that I find it confusing or quite surprising when the Honourable Lesoma says that she spoke to the minister and the minister says that there is no such report. I mean, Chairperson, I have a copy of the report. It exists. So I find that quite confusing, and I'm not sure how there can be more interviews underway now when that report has already been essentially made public and circulated far and wide. So, I mean, I think if we can get the minister as soon as possible would be my plea, but also just to emphasize the severity of the findings in that report, because I mean the quotes that the advocate uses, I mean he says that what happened at the Public Service Commission is calculated deceit, fraud, corruption designed to deceive the Public Service Commission, the panel of appointees, and the people of the Republic of South Africa, Chair. Those are the words of the advocate who investigated this matter. And I think if there ever was an issue for this committee to take extremely seriously, it would be this one. So I leave it at that, Chair, just again to emphasize that we must get this cleared up very, very urgently, because that report is dated the 8th of July, which is already a week ago. And that report also mentions the fact that it must be made public on the PSC's website, which, as far as I understand, has not happened. So a plea, really. We're facing a crisis with the Public Service Commission chair. It's a vital institution, and we need to get them and the minister in front of us really as soon as possible. Thanks.
Honorable Chair, Chairperson,
without
creating a dialogue, but let me just clarify the investigation. There are two investigations. The one that Honorable Schreiber has got the report thereof. The one that, in terms of that, is in relation to the DG of Public Service Commission. The President commissioned the Minister Nkunu to conduct an investigation. That one, as per the Minister's engagement last night with myself, that is still pending, it hasn't been concluded, in relation to the DG. The one that has been, the way, if I may use the word that was used by Advocate Susan, the Chairperson of Public Service Commission, was that it has been leaked. That one is the internal one where they were investigating, or they are investigating the subordinates. But what happened then, I'm not too sure in terms of that, but hence I'm bringing that issue before the committee so that also we can formally, not I hear, I said, he said, that here is the report to be formally finished with that investigated, concluded, if it concluded or partially concluded report, which has been conducted by Public Service Commission themselves on the, not the DG, but the other concerned or alleged person, if I'm using those words very carefully. And also ask the minister how far he is with what the President have asked him to investigate, because Public Service Commission also report that directly to Parliament as the Chapter 10 institution through this committee to Parliament, that also we can also provide an explanation to Parliament or to take Parliament into confidence in terms of those things. So I'm saying what I'm explaining here, these are the two reports. The minister didn't deny whether that one, but he did explain that what he knows is what has been sanctioned or commissioned by the president to do. And this one has then I phoned the chairperson to say, can you give me clarity on this one? Which then, that's why then I'm able to separate these two. That the other one is for DG, which is the minister. The other one is what? Because Public Service Commission can't investigate itself. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Is it not better, honourable members, that perhaps we, both the minister and the Public Service Commission chair, brief us on this matter as a committee so that we don't get it in the media?
But Chairperson, if I may just offer a way forward on this as well. Since I am in possession of the report and since it's in the public domain, I've just forwarded to our WhatsApp group. You can have a look at it yourself. And this is the report from the State Attorney's Office. And you'll see very clearly there that it makes findings in relation to both the Director General and the Chief Director. So, I mean, there's no point in me discussing something. I'm happy to share it with the committee, and I've done so. And if anyone needs an email copy, you're also happy to just drop me a line on that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Honorable Chairperson. Yes, I would also like to confirm that I also received the two reports, the two different reports. So we'll wait for the whole report.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Malazi.
Thanks, Chair. I think your input on the direction of this issue is worth noting, and I'm in full support of, you know, getting the minister and the chair of the Public Service Commission to account on the status of both or a single investigation if they need a secondary investigation on it, so that we can, all of us can speak with authority on any information that we have. And I appreciate the fact that Honorable Lesuma was proactive in her engagements with the minister. But if anything has not been tabled before us, it would require us to be very very studious in approaching to it, because it's not yet a formal committee information. It's TSA at this stage is. But I think your direction on it satisfies the position that we need to take, so that ultimately the minister, the political head, and the chairman of the Public Service Commission, as the political head there, can account on this development. Thanks, Chair.
So that we are not, we don't engage on on the rumor.
Yes,
we engage on the rumors. We engage exactly on what is put before us by the minister and the chair of the Public Service Committee. Commission, sorry. Let's do that, honorable members.
Honorable Chair, if I may, I totally agree with that direction, because that's our whole purpose why I brought it to the committee. But my appeal, if you may agree, Chair, that also Honorable Masipe, if she can also share, as like Honorable Schreiber, the report that she has, just for information sake, not for formal presentation. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of our portfolio committee meeting for today. Thank you very much, honorable members. We will meet again tomorrow evening at 6.
Thank you very much, Chair. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll send that thing straight to the chair, Chana.
You'll send what?
The message that you send me, I'll send it straight to the chairperson.
Oh, okay. All right, no, it's fine then. Let's talk.
Let's talk on the other part.
Okay, sure. Honorable Tuli.
Tulu Rube. Honorable Mr. Weber, how are you? How are you, Mr. Ngwepen?
I'm good and you, and how are things in Pinot? Are you still?
Why did you get this? Thank you. Bye. is this missing food or to listen.